Prepare for trouble, everybody. I'm Jake.
And make it double, I'm Josh.
Was that good or was that dumb?
Is that how you wanted me to do it?
Yes.
You sprung it on me like a surprise. I don't know why you didn't let me in on the joke. Anyway, welcome back to Pokemon World Tour Anime Edition.
Version anime.
Episode 6.
Clefairy and the Moonstones. That's a band. That's probably a Pokerock band.
Only the one. They're only with the one Moonstone. I don't have any of the date information.
Yeah, me either. Let's go watch it.
And we're back, and we just watched Clefairy and the Moonstone.
I watched it.
How much of it did you see?
I would say I watched 90% of it, and 10% of it, I took a little nap. You can find us online, Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook, at PWT Podcast, and you can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com.
We're on iTunes and sort of Google Play. I don't know how that's working.
Google Play asterisk. So let us know. Check it out. Check us out and let us know.
Well, we got a thing from Raymond. We got a tweet from him that shows every episode in the feed. And in the picture he sent me, the tweet just says, that's the entire list of episodes. It starts on episode 10 and ends on episode 13. So it goes from Lavender Town to Safari Zone, and that's it. That's all that's on
Google Play. Google Play, get your life together. And we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For only $1 a month, you can get early access to the anime episodes. If you go up to $5 a month, though, you get early access to all the bonus stuff. And if you give more, you get more. It's, you know, that's how the economy works.
Are you ready?
I think I've stalled long enough, Josh. I think we have to talk about Mount Moon now.
Well, we start off with a recap. Ash won a badge.
Lies.
Is what the narrator tells
us. Liar.
He looks us in the face with his words.
He looks our ears right in the eyes.
And he lies. Let's get away from the lies. We're in a new episode now.
Yeah, Ash obtained a badge.
Yeah, he got a badge.
How doesn't matter.
Brock was like, here you go. I'm quitting anyway.
Right.
So now they're headed toward Mount Moon. We get a shot of it from far away, and it's kind of just a big hill. It's not really an intimidating mountain. Narrator is still here. He's telling us about Mount Moon and how a meteorite crashed into it way before. Does he tell us that, or does the nerd tell us that?
I feel like the nerd tells us that.
I take a huge jump in my notes, I think. All right, well, we do get the narrator explaining rumors and stuff about Mount Moon and how Ash and the gang are going to find out that they're all true this episode.
Sure. Not all the rumors.
No, it is the narrator, because my next note is the introduction of the guy.
Okay.
So the narrator tells us about how a meteor crashed there in prehistoric times. It's the Moonstone. That's all rumors and hearsay, but we're going to find out the truth this episode. And then we hear what I thought was Meowth screaming in the distance.
Right. It is not.
It's not. It's a guy, and he's being attacked by Zubat.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was the same voice actor as Meowth, though, because it's very similar.
It is. So they see him, like, curled up on the ground in the fetal position, being swarmed by Zubats.
They're just, like, biting at him and, like, stabbing him with their pointy feet and whatever.
And Ash just tells Pikachu to get him. I don't think he gives an actual command, just it's like...
No, I think he says Thundershock. Or I just always assume he says Thundershock right before Pikachu.
That could be. I was taking a lot of notes. I didn't see a lot of this episode as much as I heard a lot of it this time.
Welcome to my life, Josh.
But Pikachu zaps all the Zubats, and they retreat back into the cave. And this guy pops up and just gives Ash a big Goron hug.
Yeah, and then... like,
just shoves Ash's head into his chest.
Like, Pikachu's in between them. And so Pikachu, like, zaps him to get
away. Yeah, while he's hugging them, he's like, oh, this is the best rescue I've ever had. So this guy...
This is after a poem that he gives.
It's before the poem.
It's before the poem.
Yeah, because he's like, you guys rescue me. It's the best rescue I've ever had. I get rescued all the time because I'm just the worst
at existing in
this world.
He doesn't have any Pokemon.
And then Pikachu zaps him because he doesn't want to be hugged anymore.
Yeah.
Get off of me, weird guy, with your weird chin hair. Like, your three
Like, three straight chin hairs. And he's got, like, red pants on, which is a no-no.
Red pants tucked into rain boots?
Purple rain boots. What a look. Oh, R.I.P. in peace.
Pour one out for Prince. And then he speaks in a poem. He just recites a poem.
And this is not the last time that he will do this.
About how he just is, like, loves that he got rescued by these two best friends.
He's happy to not be dead. I guess that makes him poem.
And then he goes back up to Ash and is like, did I mention how thankful I am? And, like, grabs him by the hands. And Ash is like, yes.
He's like, yeah, anyway, why were they attacking you, mister? And he's like, don't call me mister. My name is Seymour the Scientist.
Knowledge. Research. Seymour the Scientist.
What a
That's
loser.
What his business card
What a dork. What a dork.
I hate him. I hate him the most. As soon as he spoke a poem, I hated him.
Yeah, I am not on his side.
He's a beatnik. We're going to call him Dr. Butts.
Dr. Butts. Seymour Butts. Butts the scientist.
So they ask why the Zubat were attacking him, and he explains that someone has strung a bunch of lights throughout the cave, and all the indigenous Pokemon need the dark, and they're all getting confused.
They're all going crazy.
Paris are planting their mushrooms. Sandshrews are drying out. Cats and dogs are living together. It's mass hysteria in Mount Moon. And he talks about how the cave is being attacked by troublemakers, or the lights were hung up by troublemakers, and someone's after the Moonstone.
Does he talk about his theory yet? That's got to be between now and before the troublemakers show up, right?
Yeah, it's like right now, because he explains that people are attacking the cave because of the Moonstone. The Moonstone increases Pokemon's power, so some troublemakers are here trying to get it.
Right.
Then he explains about Pokemon from outer space and how all Pokemon are from outer space and they came here in a Moonstone. He explains Scientology, kind of.
A little bit.
It's like Pokemon Scientology?
A little bit. And like, there's like this cutaway to like the Moonstone with windows and a rocket and a little satellite dish.
It's just a spaceship full of silhouettes of Pokemon.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, they all came from space. And that's where they all returned. And I need to find it. It's my life goal. I'm Seymour the Scientist. And I want someone to punch him in the mouth.
When he's done, a Clefairy just skips by with a Moonstone like nothing's going on.
Yeah, it's weird. It has a Moonstone, but it's like not evolving.
It hasn't been charged up yet.
I think
there's a lot of weird evolution stuff.
I think the Moonstone might be inside the rock farther. Like, the actual evolution part is, like, the center.
That might be.
Because we'll kind of see a thing later.
I think Ash scans the Clefairy with Dexter.
Yes.
Okay.
And it says, like, it's a Pokemon that no one ever sees. Like,
yeah,
they're super rare.
Super rare Pokemon. This one's just like, hey, guys, what's up? I got this rock.
Clefairy.
Going this
Clefairy.
Way.
Like, yeah, just hopping away.
I don't know what Dr. Butts does, but my note is just Seymour sucks, so he does something real stupid. We get a shadow of Meowth on the Clefairy in a corner. I don't know how he got there.
There's a shot, they're walking through the Mount Moon, and there's a shot inside, like, a side cave of them walking by, and I think that's when Meowth walks across the screen.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I might be making it up. Because, again, I did take a quick nap, and now all my memories are all jumbled.
Something happens, and Clefairy is now talking to Pikachu. I don't know how we got here. It just seemed like all of a sudden, because I think Clefairy went into, like, a small tunnel after he skipped
and
by.
Oh, they chased it. And they chased it.
They chased after it.
And it got to this place where it was,
Meowth,
like,
cornered it, because we got, like, a shadow of Meowth over the Clefairy. I remember seeing that.
Do you not have anything about Team Rocket in there?
Not yet. It's, like, right after this, because Pikachu starts chatting up Clefairy. I have a running theme in my notes of Pikachu just trying to get with this Clefairy.
Just, like, flirting with it. Yeah, it's real weird, because, like, it's doing that thing where it's just a shot of them, like, Pikachu, Clefairy.
Yeah, but it's not 20 minutes, like,
thank
Pikachu and
Caterpie.
Ash says something about stopping trouble.
And that summons up.
And then James from the back is like, make it double.
You might as well have played a wrestler's theme song because they just showed up out of nowhere.
We get the whole Rocket motto, and Ash is like, don't you guys get sick of saying that all the time? And Jesse's like, you're just jealous because we won't let you join us. And he, like, gets defensive about that.
Nuh-uh,
I wouldn't join you anyway. You guys are bad. You're bad people.
You're 10 years old. You're going to cry.
Surprise, Team Rocket hung the lights up.
Who could have guessed this? Who could have foreseen this outcome?
Team Rocket is here after the Moonstone because they want to power up their Pokemon. Here are their Pokemon. Koffing, Ekans, and Meowth.
Yeah.
None of them use a Moonstone.
And they don't mention that Moonstones evolve Pokemon. They mention that they give Pokemon more power.
Guess they're different in the anime.
I guess. Or nobody
knows how
the game.
They work. It's just a real fancy rock, and everyone's like, ooh, I bet this makes Pokemon real powerful.
That might be. They might just genuinely not know, because it's supposed to be very mysterious, so.
And then later on, Dr. Butts is, like, real surprised.
Yeah.
So maybe they just don't know. They haven't researched Moonstones, because they've never found it.
Right. Yeah, it's...
As far as we know so far.
It's not hard to find.
No. You just gotta climb the mountain a little bit.
A little bit.
So Brock and Ash are going to fight Team Rocket, and they tell Misty to protect Seymour and Clefairy, and I'm a little mad that Misty doesn't get to fight.
Yeah.
Like, why are they just immediately like, you go over there?
And Ash specifically says, like, if the chance to run comes up, take it.
Yeah, run away. We haven't really seen a lot of Misty battling.
Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe
I think all we've seen so far is her send out a Goldeen to kill time. Like, I don't think she's done anything in
maybe
a battle.
Maybe they're trying
yet.
To save it then? Because the next episode is the Cerulean City episode, I think.
Yeah, it has to be. Unless they do a weird filler in between.
I don't think they do. I think the next one is, I think I saw that it was the Cerulean City. So maybe what they're trying to do is like, oh, she's not much of a battler. She's just a girl. But then like,
right,
next
they're just
episode,
trying to keep her under wraps. So Team Rocket sends out the same Pokemon they always do. Koffing and Ekans. Brock sends out a Zubat and Ash sends Pikachu.
Yeah, Brock caught a Zubat on the way in.
No, Ash sends Butterfree. Excuse me.
Yes.
And then Ash is like, where'd you get Zubat? He's like, I caught it outside. And Ash feels like such a dummy. He's like, oh, I should have done that too.
I should have caught it. Oh, also, at one point, this might have been what your note was when they see the Clefairy that you said Seymour stinks. Like, Ash went to catch it and Seymour's like, no.
That's what it was.
You have to let it go.
No, leave it here.
I'm sure you understand.
It would be better. You get it. And Ash is like, yeah.
He's like, do I?
I hate Seymour.
He's the worst. Should this be a feature? Who's worse? Should we have like a worst list?
Is X worse than Y? Y being the previous worst?
Yeah.
Right now, Y is Samurai Kid.
We'll talk about that at the end.
Okay.
We'll save that for the end.
So Koffing used Smokescreen at some time. I don't remember what Ekans did.
He, like, bit Butterfree.
Butterfree uses Whirlwind, and Zubat uses
Double Team
to blow away the smoke screen. Zubat using Double Team is literally just a gust attack. He's just flapping his wings real hard.
It's exactly the same thing that Butterfree is doing.
Here's what the move Double Team does. You move so fast that it looks like there's more of you than there is, so you're harder to hit.
Yeah. I think they had a list of moves, and Double Team was on it, and they thought, oh, I'll just have him say that. And what he meant was, help Butterfree. But he had to call a Pokemon move. So he's like, double team.
It works. The dust clears.
Team Rocket are blown out of a side tunnel.
Well, Zubat supersonics Ekans and Koffing first. And they get confused. They're so confused that they're just like hugging each other on the ground.
They're like wrestling on the ground.
And then Butterfree, I think he uses Whirlwind or Gust. I'm not sure which one.
Blows
the entirety of Team Rocket away.
Except Meowth.
Except they can't find Meowth.
Yeah. At one point, we do get a shot of Meowth, like, sneaking away.
I missed that. Clefairy also snuck away. Or is in the process of sneaking away.
It's not even sneaking. It's just, like, leaving. It's like, gotta go. I got business, I guess.
So Misty and Seymour give chase. Clefairy is hopping up the side of a mountain. It gets to, like, a natural erosion kind of bridge.
Yeah.
And jumps off of it.
Meowth attacks it.
Okay.
Meowth's like, I'm gonna get you. And Clefairy's like, no. And then jumps off.
Because I looked up and Clefairy was just jumping off the bridge into Misty's face. And I was like, Clefairy, what is your plan,
buddy? There's like a river under it.
They fall into the river and Meowth comes down and whips his claws out. And he's like, you're going to give me that moonstone.
Or I'm going to Meowth you.
And Seymour's like, no, there's got to be a better way. Don't attack us. Oh, no. And so Misty's like, hang on.
All right, nerd, I got this.
Throws a Pokeball into the water and Staryu comes out.
Staryu, my favorite character in the Indigo series. Just so everyone knows.
Staryu's very cool.
He's a real cool guy, and this is how he talks. It's awesome.
Kind of like Billy fighting. A
little bit. Ironically enough, Billy sounds more underwater than Staryu does.
Staryu does. He bursts out of the water and just bombards Meowth with a swift attack, and then fills him up with a water gun, and Meowth does that like balloon deflating.
Right, but water spray also
blows away. And then Misty says to him as he's spraying away, have a nice drip.
And then the Brock and Pikachu and Ash run up, and Misty's like, taken care of by Misty the Mighty.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about Meowth anymore, thanks to Misty the Mighty.
Nope, not gonna be a thing, Misty.
And then we cut to a shot of the sun underneath that bridge. It looks real nice.
Yeah.
And
they're like eating Pokemon food.
Just taking a break.
Yeah.
Brock's feeding Pokemon food to a Zubat. Butterfree's just like, nomming down on some. Pikachu doesn't get any, though. Brock has to make him some later.
Well, is it specially formulated?
He says there's a special formula for every Pokemon.
So currently, that's 150 special breeds. That's going to be a long road to hoe later on, Brock.
Pikachu is still macking Uncle Fairy up on a rock away from everybody else.
He's still like, hey, girl.
Seymour tries the food.
And he likes it.
And he likes it.
Because he's a weirdo. He's a creeper.
Ash tries the food and is like, this is the grossest thing.
I imagine it probably is like eating fish food.
Or like dog food.
Yeah.
I know that looks and smells a lot like bacon. But just don't eat it. It's not for you. It's not made for you.
It is human safe.
Well, I mean, I've eaten a bacon strip before. I'm speaking from experience.
Oh, I have not.
They don't taste like bacon. Maybe to a dog. I don't understand how dogs taste. Definitely not the same way
that I do. I feel like dogs just
do.
Love tasting, no matter what the flavor is.
Tasting and smelling is
just number one.
That's all they're about. So they just start walking up the hill. It's like a dense forest hill. I wouldn't call this a mountain.
It's like the tree line, and Clefairy's like, hey, psst, there's like a cooler cave over here.
Yeah, and there's like another cave hidden. It's not even hidden. It's just open. It's just down
you
the
like,
path.
You walk through like a little tunnel, and then you're in a clearing, and there's another cave. And then on the like through that other cave,
you literally duck through the door for a second, and boom, moonstone.
Yeah, this is like a half a mile up the mountain, if that.
So they found it. It's a giant, shiny rock.
Huge rock.
With a bunch of little rocks underneath it. And Clefairy takes the little rock that it had, plugs it into the one empty spot, causing the whole thing to activate
glow. I really enjoyed that. I kind of liked that little trick to it. The thing is...
Yeah, you got to get it all back together. You got to get the band back together or else they can't play.
Right. So where's the show about Clefairy hunting down the last moonstone?
And then a bunch of Clefairy come out. They all like hop over the moonstone.
Yeah, like 50.
Or they just like run out of the walls.
They just start showing up.
They're
I don't know where they come
now,
from.
And they're all like, hey, sup? We're a bunch of Clefairies. They start hopping, dancing around the moonstone. Pikachu is still trying to get with that Clefairy a little bit. And then Ash just shows up. What's that Clefairy been telling you? Pikachu like speaks Pokemon at him and Ash pretends to understand. And then Pikachu just is like, no. Nope.
Seymour's like, you can understand it. And Ash is like, well, it's my Pokemon, isn't it? But he wants food again. I don't know.
He's hungry. Duh.
Duh. Obviously.
Pikachu says no, and they play a quick game of charades.
Quick is relative. I feel like this is one of the times I dozed off for
a
second.
It might be. It didn't seem that long to me. But also, Misty, Brock, and Dr. Butts are trying to figure this out.
Yeah, they're all just yelling answers, and like, I guess it's kind of funny. I don't think it's the worst gag they've done.
No.
But at the same time, it could have been much, much shorter.
So they figured out that he's trying to say Clefairy does something.
Clefairy prays to the moonstone.
They don't figure out prey until Pikachu jumps up and plucks a hair out of Ash's head and is like, this. And then Brock's like, oh, prayer rhymes with hair.
Yeah.
And then so they figured out that the Clefairy pray to the moonstone.
At some point, Ash taught Pikachu the rules of charades.
Yeah, because he does like the sounds like.
He's like, yeah, sounds like, rhymes with, two words. What?
Maybe you should train him to fight.
That would be good.
This is where we get the speech from Seymour about how he wants to ride this rock back into space.
Mm-hmm. What a creepo.
I don't know what that's about, but Team Rocket shows back up. Thank goodness.
Thank God. They are, yeah, they're like, oh, we're going to get you this time.
Yeah, we're going to take that moonstone and like probably some Clefairies too, because they're rare.
They'd never mention taking the Clefairies.
They don't, but I just think it's implied.
Right, because the Clefairies are like, no one ever sees them. And there's like 50 right here, so they're like, oh, that's like $7 million.
She gathers them all in a giant grippy hand.
Right.
And they fly away with them in our Meowth balloon.
Yeah. And so then they start a fight, and so...
Seymour charges at them.
Oh, right. I was hoping Jesse was just going to punch him in the face.
Meowth just drips him, and he loses his glasses. So now he's even more useless.
Yeah. Now he's Velma Dinkley. He's like, my glasses. I can't see without my glasses.
Then there's a battle. Coughing uses smoke screen.
I said that very disparagingly. I love Velma. I love Scooby-Doo. I hate Seymour.
Ash sends out Pikachu and Brock sends out Onix, but Ash doesn't use Pikachu because now he calls out Pudge to clear away the smoke screen.
Yeah, well, I think...
But to be fair, right before the battle, Jesse said all was fair in a Pokemon battle. So,
right.
Do what you want, guys.
It's not Pokemon League rules. It's not 2-on-2.
Pudge uses Whirlwind, clears up the smoke screen again, but everybody's gone. The Moonstone is gone. Are the Clefairies still there? The Clefairies are still there.
The Clefairies are still there, but...
Team Rocket managed to steal this giant rock without anybody knowing because it was a little smoky.
By digging a tunnel underneath it somehow.
They tunneled it out.
Onto
the hillside, because now they're sledding down the mountain with a moonstone.
They're just like tobogganing down the mountain.
It's like the Grinch on the bag of toys.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like that. So Brock sends Onix after.
Yeah, he says tunnel after him and catch up with them and get them.
Cut them off.
And then they run out of the cave. They're like, we can still catch them. There's still time.
I'm not sure how. Without Onix, they would not have caught him, I don't think.
You know what's a good way to nickname Pokemon?
What?
Type them on your phone and then let autocorrect
see what the autocorrect is.
Onix is name is Obi one time, just once. The rest of the time it let me type it, but this one time he was Obi. And it tried to correct Zubat to Sinatra once.
That's not a bad Zubat name.
And now all I want to do is name a Zubat Sinatra. So they run out of the cave, but we hang out for a minute because a Clefairy brings Seymour his glasses back. And he's like, oh, thanks. Isn't it your responsibility to protect the Moonstone? Because, like, the Clefairy are just confused that it's gone.
Yeah.
And he's like, you guys need to go get it. That's yours. And they're like, yeah, you're right.
I guess, okay.
And then we cut to them sledding down the hill, and yeah. Onyx just bursts out of the ground in front of
he's
them.
He's like, I'm an Onyx!
Sup, nerds?
He just, like, comes up underneath them. Like, he doesn't even cut him off at the pass. He just, like, blows him off the ground.
And then just Seymour and Clefairy pop their heads out of the hole. Well, Seymour pops his head up and is looking around like, hey, what's going
That's
on?
That's in a second, because at some
point... I don't know
point,
what happens in between.
At some point, Koffing and Onyx knock each other out.
Okay.
Because Onyx is, like, about to attack, and he's like, counterattack, and That's they just right. go, donk, and then they both fall down.
Because Koffing hits the ground, like, goes into the ground.
Yeah.
But he still has that dumb expression on his face. That he hasn't, like, changed at all.
Right.
And then Onyx just falls.
That's why I thought he won, because he's just, like, still like, yeah.
He's like, ah...
Like, what a dum-dum.
So now Seymour pops out, and they're like, hey, look. And then a bunch of Clefairy pop out behind him. They use metronome. All of them use metronome at the same yep. time. And we get the scene of everybody just, like, bobbing along with it, and mostly talking in time with it until Seymour gives up.
It's Meowth. Look, it's got to be the same voice actor. Hey, new rule, don't use the same... Don't yeah, have the same guy use the same damn voice.
There's a bunch of lines that may or may not be Meowth and Seymour, both of them or
Who
one
knows?
Of them. Who knows? Their metronome uses the eruption attack, which doesn't exist yet in the Pokemon games.
Yeah, it's some sort of explosion.
It's just like an eruption of red out of the ground, and it makes Team Rocket go away. It takes the Moonstone up with it.
Yeah.
And then Moonstones, like shards of Moonstone, rain down. They're in like little protective bubbles. They touch some of the Clefairy. I guess they don't touch all of them, because only about half of the Clefairy
evolve. Yeah, some
evolve.
Are not allowed to evolve yet.
So we get that Clefable, Gannett with Dexter. He's even rarer than Clefairy.
Right.
Because I guess no Clefairy have evolved yet.
Not a lot of them, because I think the Moonstone proper is inside what they
right.
are calling the Moonstone.
So even some of the shards touching Clefairy weren't like that core piece.
Yeah, that like crisp nug that touched the Clefairy.
We go back to the Moonstone cave, and the Clefairy and Clefable are now dancing around a pile of Moonstone dust.
And the big old Moonstone's back in the center.
Is it? I thought it was just a pile of pieces now.
Maybe it was. I thought they brought it back, but I'm not sure.
They would have had to put it back together, which they could. It's a cartoon.
Right. I didn't think they blew up the actual Moonstone itself. I thought they blew up all the little ones. But then again, I kind of fell asleep during this part, so I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was just like a pile of pieces of Moonstone, and they were like, yeah, we're going to pray to this now.
Well, I'm never watching this episode again if I can help it, so...
Seymour is going to live with the Clefairy.
Yep, he's
You seen that episode of SpongeBob where he takes his pants off and goes to live with the jellyfish?
Yes.
That's what Seymour is going to do, except he's going to keep his pants on.
Yeah, he goes native, except instead of it being like fun like SpongeBob, it's like a stupid nerd.
It's like, yeah.
Creeps me right off. I don't like him.
I give him a week before he gives up or just dies because he can't eat Moonstones.
Right? Like, he's made it this far, but, like, dude has no Pokemon. Like...
No.
The only reason he's still alive is because people are constantly saving him, apparently.
And Brock says, don't forget to send a postcard, because he talks about blasting off.
I'm
going
to go to space.
He's a Pokemon again. Leave that nerd in the dust. We cut back from commercial to a fork in the road and a sign that reads Cerulean City with an arrow pointing this way. Misty looks worried
she's
about
Cerulean
City.
She's a little apprehensive. I think she tries to talk them out of it.
She does. She's like, well, what's the rush? We don't need to go that way. We can go this way instead. And then Brock sees there's some graffiti on the sign. He's like, hey, there's something else written here. And Ash goes, yeah, you know, I heard that kids like to write silly little things on these signs. And then does Brock read it? Or does Ash read it?
I think Ash reads it.
It's Gary was here. Ash is a loser.
Bing, bing, bing. That's three.
That's three. That makes Ash so mad at Gary that he sprints to Cerulean City to beat him up, and that is where the episode ends.
Oh, thank God. Okay, so, new segment. Is X worse than Y? Is Seymour worse than Samurai Kid?
Yes.
Absolutely yes.
Definitely.
Because Samurai Kid at least knew how to catch some Pokemon. Like, for all his other faults, he did catch a Pokemon or two.
That's true. And he battled consistently yeah. and lost to everybody from Palutown. Did he beat Ash? No, there was a no contest.
There's a no contest.
The
but Seymour just like sucks from toe to tip. Like,
yeah,
he's the worst.
The worst at everything.
It's the opposite of
Seymour,
a champion.
Seymour has raised the bar on who is the worst character in Pokemon.
Yep.
Right now it is Seymour. Anything else? Any other things about the episode?
Oh, very exciting. So exciting. I fell asleep twice. maybe it's because I already watched it when we did the Mount Moon episode.
That could be.
Proper. But I think the fact that Seymour is in it makes it worse than I think than it actually is. Because I enjoyed Team Rocket. I enjoyed Ash being called a loser and just kind of being a loser, but like trying a little bit at least.
Yeah, he had Seymour to be better than this
episode. Yeah, so he looks better in comparison. I like the idea that like Clefairy are this weird mysterious species. I wish they would have done something cooler with it.
Wish they would have let Ash catch one.
That would have been
neat. Hate Seymour for that. So on Ash's behalf, I hate Seymour for that.
This sucks. Seymour's the worst.
Should have caught Seymour in a Pokeball and just threw it into the ocean.
Yeah, just closed it and dropped it in the ocean. But I don't have anything else.
I didn't hate it. I did hate Seymour. I don't like that guy. I think he brought the episode down as a whole. But if you take him out of it, I think it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And just a weird play on the Moonstone like lore and mythology. Yeah. And I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did too. I also really liked Onyx bursting out of the ground, knocking over Team Rocket.
Yeah,
that was
Onyx
great.
Is just like the baddest Pokemon on the team so far.
He's such a tank. I love him. I also love Staryu. I can't wait for next episode when he gets some talking time.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's it. I think that's going to do it for us today.
PWT Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook, pwtpodcast@gmail.com. We're on iTunes and sort of Google Podcasts. And we're on Patreon, patreon.com. That's Hey Jake and Josh. Also, we have the Pokemon World Tour United episodes going up every other week on the main feed. And more frequently, by the time you hear this in the main feed, hopefully I'll have a sizable backlog in the Patreon. That's it. That's all my plugs. All
right. We will see you guys next time when we go to Cerulean City. But until then...
Smell you later! Pokemon!